This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. In our first look at insect pests to be aware of in Kansas this spring, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses clover mites, lilac ash borer, and ants. Raymond, a chance to cover several topics today. Let's start off with clover mites. What are we seeing in terms of clover mites?
Okay, Jeff, that's a good question. Clover mites are a mite. You can't see them with the naked eye. They feed on turf grass, but one of the problems is they come into homes, and people get excited about that. The good news is they don't bite you, and they don't transmit a disease, but they can get into homes and get into corners and create a problem. We do have an extension fact sheet that I did several years ago on that. But let me give you some basics of dealing with them. Number one is keep your turf grass about 2 feet away from your foundation, or your home. The next thing is maybe put a mulch, like a rock mulch. That'll be an inhospitable environment for them to go back and forth from the house to the turf grass. And if you need to, you can spray an insecticide from the bottom of the house up to the windows, up about 5 feet. And with an insecticide, it acts as a repellent mostly to keep them out. You also need to basically do exclusion by blocking any entries like ceiling cracks and crevices. You can also put double-sided sticky tape on window sills to trap them. If they do come in, don't squish them. They leave red stain. You can vacuum and put them outside. Also, don't overwater or over-fertilize your lawn because they do feed on the turf grass. So those are just some means of dealing with them. But you can access the clover mite fact sheet. Just Google Kansas State University clover mite extension publication, and all the information that you need to deal with clover mites will be in that publication.
We're also seeing some activity amongst lilac and ash borer.
Yeah, lilac and ash borer is a caterpillar borer specific for lilac or ash trees. And they come out in April. The male and female will mate. Then the female lays her complement of eggs on the bark of a tree or shrub, and the larva enter and start the typical wood boring insect destruction at that point. So if you do have a history of lilac or ash borer, this is the time of year to spray, I would say from the base to about 6 feet up, with a contact insecticide. So when the larva do emerge, they come in contact with it and are consequently killed. And it may require several applications depending on the weather conditions. Rain will wash it off. But obviously, once they're inside, it's very difficult to deal with them other than keep your lilac rash trees healthy as possible through proper fertility, watering, irrigation, and also mulching.
And ants are something we're seeing as well?
Yeah, this is the time of year when we start seeing ant swarmers, also termite swarmers. And what those are the male and female are winged, and they go out and they start finding a new nest. The males, after mating with the females, will die. And then the females will find a place to in the soil, typically. She'll lose her wings, and then she'll start the establishing a nest. And we're talking over 35,000 eggs being laid by a female. So if you do see a winged reproductives, don't panic. Don't call the pest management professional, but just be aware the ants are coming out, are going to be looking for a nest to establish. And then if they do come in the home, you probably want to put like a bait. One of our favorite ones is the taro boric acid bait, because you want those workers to take that bait back to the colony, feed the soldiers and queen, and it starts the slow process of the gradual diminishing of that colony. But it's a long-term process. But the swarmers are out, so just be aware that the ants will be looking for places to build a nest, mostly in the soil, for most of our ants that we have in Kansas.
And as you mentioned, a lot of extension publications are available.
Yes. We just updated the ticks publication. Ticks of Kansas got updated. We have mosquitoes in Kansas. We have chiggers in Kansas. And we have others. I'm developing one now on insect and mite pests of greenhouse-grown tomatoes. So we've got plenty of information. You can contact the Department of Entomology at Kansas State or get on the website and access some of those publications.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on clover mites, lilac ash borer, and ants. In addition to extension publications, you can also contact the local extension office with your questions about insect pests or damage that you're seeing in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.